You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Michael Colura on the line, and he's president of Colura Enterprise. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Good to be here.
All right, Michael. So excited to have you on the show today. I feel like you have some unique insight and perspective into the overall senior market and healthcare market in general. So multiple businesses all within the healthcare niche, which we'll go through today and get your insight. And then also some new devices or some new technology that you're also working on and testing. So exciting stuff there. But we'll start this interview the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Michael, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Michael, what mission matters to you?
For me, the mission of our brand has to bring an improvement in the quality of life to others, regardless of the brand that we operate here. We want to help other people. And if you are doing good in the world, then we believe that your mission does matter.
Fantastic. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs on the show to share why they do what they do. Like what gets them excited? What gets them fired up to go out there in the marketplace and in the world and to make a difference? So awesome having you on the show. And just get us kicked off. So maybe take us through your career a little bit. So how'd you get started as an entrepreneur and really on this path to helping in the healthcare market?
So I'll give you the short version. Being an entrepreneur kind of happened by accident. It wasn't something that I was actually setting out to do. My very first job, I was 15 years old in a nursing home, and made an impact on me then. And I saw what senior care, was and what it should be. Certainly made an impact in my life. Fast forward, I'm clearly not 15 years old anymore. Entrepreneurship just kind of happened. It started with the original brand of in-home personal services and turned out I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed the leadership aspect. I enjoyed the aspect of, entrepreneurship and everything that brings. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed that knowing that I don't have a job. I don't feel like I've had a job for over 20 years. I have a mission and I have an ability to do what I love, and that, that effort that I put forward every day is helping countless other people. And that's why I continue to do what I do, because it matters and it impacts the lives in a positive way of so many other people.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And, there are some people that'll be watching this that are entrepreneurs, or they're starting out. Let's just say they're earlier in their entrepreneurial career than you are. And they're trying to find their way out there in the world. And maybe they didn't find something like you. You found, the senior care market, and you kind of adapted to that. It sounds like you grabbed onto that pretty early on. What would you say to those that are out there thinking about entrepreneurship and really finding their way now?
A lot of people, and I speak to people every week, quite honestly, that are seeking to be entrepreneurs in healthcare. And what I tell them is that, find something you're passionate about, because if you're passionate about it, then you're going to enjoy it. And, the struggle that you're going to face as an entrepreneur won't be as difficult, certainly not. But find something you're passionate about, and then find a way that you can, work with that and build a brand around that. Obviously, most entrepreneurs, get into this for the financial security, the freedom. But you can certainly obtain everything you're looking for in a profession and in a lifestyle while doing something that you truly are passionate about, whatever that may be. Start there. Don't try to walk into a dark room and feel around to find something. Find something you're already passionate about and build off of that.
Yeah. How did you, and I guess just from your experience, how did you know? Like, what was, because I feel like most people there, sometimes they're looking for passion. They're looking for, you know, something to do. And like, how did you know if there was a moment, maybe as a progression, just in general, how did you know?
I think for me, it was a progression. Obviously, you know, it was almost instantaneous for me working in that nursing home and how much I enjoyed that job and how it made me feel, you know, and the rewarding experience I got from it. But it also got my mind running. But to be perfectly honest with you, I was in various careers before 2004 when we started in home personal services. And, you know, I think that it was a progression of learning and leadership and understanding and wanting more for me and my family, mm-hmm. and wanting to make a difference more than appeasing, you know, the corporate machine, as it were, for me, about productivity, performance, and standard. And, you know, all those things are very valuable, but I knew that there was more for me and that I could be more, and that, you know, my mission in life, I think, was different from just being a good corporate executive, which I was. I can move on to be something else. And while I am wholeheartedly and eternally grateful for those experiences and what I learned, and much of that has carried over into this, you know, career in entrepreneurship, it was more of a progression for me personally, wanting to, you know, just continue to, I think, further my own career in a different direction, and nothing was available. So I made my own.
And so going from maybe idea to the actual launch, like, I feel like that's also a part where many people get kind of stuck. Like, what were some of the things that helped you, like, go over the edge to where it's like, all right, so we're doing this, like, it's done. And like, how was that transition period? If you get, like, take us back there.
Absolutely. First and foremost, surround yourself with a support system. No entrepreneur will ever be successful on their own. Even if you look at some of these big name billionaires, there are massive teams around them making that happen for them. It's not just them. You may be the idea person, you may be the visionary, but no mission, no vision is ever going to be achieved alone. So surround yourself with a support system and people that you're going to be able to build a company with, or build a brand with, build a dream with. From there, I would also say embrace the failure, because failure is a big part of the learning process. Every entrepreneur out there has failed, myself included. Some of us rather fantastically before we were able to succeed, but it's there. And lastly, I would say, you know, if you're passionate about something, find a mentor that's equally passionate about your success. And that way, when you're navigating these processes, you're not doing it alone.
Yeah, it's great advice. And I'll raise my hand on that one. I mean, I've probably been through 20 businesses before I finally landed on Mission Matters and found, you know, my calling and my personal, like, where I feel that I add the most value to the marketplace. And, you know, we've been rewarded somewhat by the market as well. So it's a process, right? Like, you don't have to get it right the first time. I feel like people sometimes put so much pressure on themselves that they have to have the perfect idea at the perfect time. And then it always has to be right. And it's like, that's not entrepreneurship. I knew, maybe for a very select few out there, that may have been the way it worked out. But most people I know, no matter how big they've hit it, like, they would tell another story.
I've had some businesses where the work we did was to prove to ourselves, would we fail? And that is, in fact, how we ended up succeeding. And in some cases, it was 10 years, it was a decade in the making. A decade of struggle, a lot of fail. But today that brand is standing indomitable, and it is very strong, and it is very sought after, as a matter of fact, because of the work we put in. So yeah, definitely embrace the failure. It's part of the process.
Yeah, it's awesome. So switching up a bit. So now you've kind of selected, let's say, your niche, and then now you're thinking, okay, you're going to go further into senior care and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Like, what was some of the, just from the marketing standpoint, or I should say the market standpoint, what are some of the opportunity that you saw out there? You mentioned, like, maybe there were some things being done the way that you felt you could do them better, or it could be done better. Like, tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. You know, when When we started this, we knew early on that we wanted to do something very different in every respect. And ensuring that we understood what quality care was and how it impacted the lives of others was what we started to build upon, because we saw that first and foremost as the most important and urgent need. And that's not to say that it was completely absent or devoid from this industry, certainly not. But there was more opportunity, we felt, to improve upon that. Mm-hmm. And that is what we set out to do. We looked at every little detail, literally came up with this list of, if we had a genie in the bottle, what would we do with it? And if we had these unlimited wishes. And that is what we started to build, both the brand around the business model, and then ultimately a franchise system around what we felt was at one time perceived as unattainable.
Yeah.
We felt that it could be done, and we've been achieving that, you know, since 2004.
So maybe just for, as we go deeper into this topic, I like to do a little bit of a reset. So just to educate, I don't want to assume everybody watching this maybe understands the senior market, some of the different like types of services, like, you know, non-medical versus other things, other types of services and care. Just if you could, just like a overview of some of the things about the overall senior care market as a primer before we go further into maybe some of the nuances of the businesses and how they're run.
Absolutely. Senior care industry is a massive part of our healthcare system nationwide, really globally. Senior care does fall into a number of, if you would, lanes. And this is based on not just regulatory standards, both state and federal, but also the level of care that is needed. So you have non-medical senior care, home care, often commonly referred to as a caregiver service. We are, under one brand, a caregiver agency. On the other hand, you also have what the medical services and what is often referred to as home health care. This is the nurses, the therapists, all providing skilled medical care in your home. And this is paid for by Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, private insurances, you know, but it's more medical in nature, meaning a physician is involved. When you have those two entities, you also need quality individuals delivering that care. And this becomes part of our initial mission. How do we provide and ensure these quality standards that we set the bar ourselves? Well, we started our own school. And education and training becomes a big part of the healthcare system. It is not getting as wide of attention as the care providers up front. Care providers, such as the medical, non-medical I just mentioned, is where a lot of the money is at. And of course, that drives a lot of people into that side of the business. But you want to truly develop a brand and a quality, you have to pay attention to the training and the continuing education of those that are providing that care. So we actually built our own school. And, to do that. And from there, healthcare, at least from our perspective, now goes into innovation and forward thinking. And there's a lot there, from the pharmaceuticals to treatment protocols to technologies. There's a lot out there. We do have our hand in medical technology. And in fact, we are, one of the developers behind a rather unique medical device. I'm going to be very careful about what I say, because there are some non-disclosure agreements in place. But essentially, there is a medical device that I have invested resources behind for several years now to develop, that will alleviate or treat the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. We're also getting into a medical study now that will look at it from the perspective of other neuromuscular disorders, such as stroke, even Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you for sharing that. And I want to come back to I'll get a little bit more out of you in terms of the medical device and what you can share on that. But before we do that, I want to step back a moment and go a little bit further into, you mentioned that you've kind of developed a franchise model around this, and that you're also offering opportunity in one of your businesses. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so in-home personal services, our non-medical senior care model. As an industry, it's one of the hottest franchise systems you could enter into as a budding entrepreneur across the country. This was an industry that was growing and booming even pre-pandemic because of the baby boomer population. The sheer volume of care needs that exist in our country created an insurmountable demand for these types of businesses. They are low startup cost, low startup cost, low threshold for entry, high return, a very strong developed model. But we are offering that as a franchise system and have been for many years. We have been franchising. We started in 2009. We intentionally ceased the sale and release of new franchises and spent nearly a decade studying the industry, the competition, wow, the market, and perfecting further on a business model. This interview won't be long enough to go into it. So let me summarize by saying, we have built a franchise system with more advantages and differentiators than any other system in the country. Yeah. And if you think I'm wrong, give me 15 minutes and I'll change your mind. Because we hear that from brokers and coaches and, and business entrepreneurs every day. I have a call today at 3:30. Mm-hmm. He's already spoken to half a dozen of my competitors and he's done talking to them and only wants to talk to us. Yeah. Based on the advantages and differentiators we hold that set ourselves apart in this industry that are resonating with him as an entrepreneur. So this is one of our strongest brands. It's our largest brand. We have active franchise units, you know, in several states today. And we are closing new units. I just closed a new unit for Las Vegas, Nevada on Friday. And I am closing two additional units here in Illinois this Sunday, February 6th. So we are growing at a very rapid pace. We turned on the quote sales process of franchising right after or midway through the pandemic. When the pandemic hit and we were ready to launch again, I said, nope, well, we're going to prove the business model yet again during a pandemic. And we did. Right. And we get a lot of questions about why we held back the growth. And I tell them it was for the quality of the brand. And when entrepreneurs want to join, and to your earlier question, people are always worried about how to navigate and they have that entrepreneurial fire, but they don't know where to go or what to do next, or they need a support structure. Franchising is the perfect vehicle for you to get there because you have the expertise and experience of my entire team. You have the knowledge and understanding of everything we have learned over our 15-year, 20 years now, operation since 2004. So a lot of those mistakes and failures you're not going to have to make. Because we've already made them for you, basically. And you have lifetime 24/7 support for your franchise system from teams of individuals here at our corporate office. So it's definitely an opportunity for all levels of entrepreneurs that are looking to not only be business owners, but maybe be in this industry, which is proven to be both economic and pandemic proof.
And so obviously brand is really important. I mean, 10 years from expanding to perfect your model and to protect the brand really and to grow on that. So I have to ask that, you know, the obvious question is what are the types of franchisees you're looking for to carry on that brand? Do they have to have experience in healthcare prior or like just in general? Like, what are you looking for? Like, what's a good franchisee?
I get this question a lot, and sometimes my answer stumps people, but here it is. I only have one quality that you must possess. I only have one requirement. You must possess a genuine desire to care for the elderly. That is the only requirement I look for. Everything else that entrepreneurs face or you know, somebody entering a franchise system has concerns with, we spent those 10 years solving those problems. We've built the supports around it. And we are so confident in our ability to train and support and for our entrepreneurs to operate within this business model that we don't have to have a lot of other requirements. My current operators literally come from all walks of life, all different, you know, backgrounds, education, training, and experience. They all do well.
It's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, you're right. I was surprised by your answer and I was stumped. So you didn't.
But that is the brand. That is the brand though, right? Because if you don't have a genuine desire to care for people, I honestly would not award a franchise to you. You can show up with the biggest bank account, the best credit score, and all this experience and fancy degrees. But if you don't care about what it is we do, you're not going to be a good operator for the brand. And that is what we are protecting.
So I know you have some other brands and some other things that you mentioned. For example, you mentioned a school online. Like, tell us a little bit more about that.
Matthews Education started in 2008 out of a combination of state changes in our state regulations, but we saw it as an opportunity to set the bar considerably higher than the state regulators. And we did that. So we built in-house our own training program. We wrote all the content ourselves from the ground up. And wow. Coming in just a few weeks here, we will launch the brand new website at matthews.education. And we have caregiver certification training compliant for all 50 states launching. We will be launching this program here in just a couple of weeks. I was literally on a call this morning with a web developer. And we are launching it now until July 5th, absolutely free of charge nationwide. So we are looking to give back not only to a healthcare system and a community, we're looking to help those that are looking for free, low cost free, being zero training to enter into an industry that is struggling with the need for qualified healthcare workers, as well as helping people get back to work, those that are transitioning from careers, because this is sustainable, long-term, well-paid, well-compensated employment in an industry that is in need. So Matthews Education provides the state-level certified training for all 50 states for those that are looking to be commonly referred to as caregivers, but these are frontline professionals that are providing the senior care, and all the content is completely written and unique in-house.
That's amazing. So it sounds like you kind of, I'm kind of picturing your model overall, like you saw a need, you see needs in these different areas. They're all to deal with care. It's all part of your expertise and things that you've learned through the years. And then you're creating more solutions really to help seniors and to help the care industry overall, like, cause they're all related, right?
That's what entrepreneurs do. We look at a problem, we come up with a solution. That's what entrepreneurs are, right? We find a solution to things that are facing community, society, industry, you name it. That's what entrepreneurs often are facing as far as a challenge. And thank you for that. But it's not me. It's an entire team of people here. And without them, I'm nothing. I would not be who I am today if not for them. And I'm very blessed for the team that I have here, because they're the ones helping driving all this innovation forward. And Matthews Education is truly a one of a kind. In fact, if you go to the Illinois Board of Higher Education and you look us up, we are the first and only caregiver certified training center in the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Recognized by the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a big deal. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's quite a milestone. When we were going through the process, the director at the Board of Education reached out to me, and it was, questions about, why are you doing this? Like, it's not required. I don't understand. Why would you do this? And quite simply, we said, because there's a need. You know, the quality and the training, the quality of the caregivers and the impact they make every hour of every day in the lives of those that trust us matters. So we built what was originally this massive advantage for our brand. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know what? We can't keep this to ourselves. And that is why we are making it available. And I've had several other very large national brands already approach us and ask to utilize our platform for training their caregivers. Now, that's a sign of respect when your competition comes to you and asks you to train their caregivers too. I have it on their letterhead. We're not going to release it publicly, not yet anyway. Yeah. I'm going to ask them if I can. But we have it on their letterhead requesting this. So, yeah, we're quite proud of it. That was a very personal mission for me. Matthews is actually named after my younger brother who passed away. He was only 23 years old, and this was a way to memorialize him and for my family to carry on, you know, his memory in a very positive fashion. We're very excited for that launch, and that is imminent. It may actually be the end of this week. I'm waiting for the official word. We're debugging a few things right now. For some reason, a couple of states won't test, and we go through the test because you got to take the course material test and then get certified. And for some reason, some of the tests are not completing. So we're fixing it now.
All part of the process. I have no doubt you'll get over that hurdle. And for everybody watching this, we're recording this in February 1st, Chinese New Year. There you go. You're the tiger. So by the time you watch this, the point is that this will be up and live. So we'll put all the links and all that good stuff in the show notes so you can just head right on over and check it out. One other part of your brand that I'm interested in is Bose. It's Bose In-Home Care. So tell us a little bit more about that company.
So I was actually not the founder of Bose. Bose In-Home Care was started by Mary Ann Bose back in 2005. Long story short, she actually sought me out. In-Home Personal Services had a really strong reputation in the marketplace, and she wanted to ensure that her legacy carried on in a positive fashion. In a very short period of time, I bought the company from her. She comfortably has retired. Mm-hmm. But her, you know, we did agree to retain the brand name Bose. It was her name. And we did so. And, it's one of the reasons at least that we've kept the brand name going. But I'm very proud of, you know, what the team has built. When she came to us, she was a very small agency, had only about 10, 15 patients. Mm-hmm. Under her entire umbrella agency, we grew the company to well over 700 active census, which to those that understand the home healthcare industry, that's larger than some hospitals. So, a major agency in the marketplace that has not only maintained its standards of quality care, but the reputation it carries for patient care has been very strongly exemplified, even by those who, you know, may find cause to criticize the agency. Mm-hmm. Even they admit, but the patient care was really good. And that's truly all that matters. Patient care is what matters to us and the team that we have here. It's what matters to them first and foremost. And that is, you know, at the end of the day, the mission of the brand. Mm-hmm. And we're, from a Medicare medical practitioner's perspective, we're very proud of what we've been able to not only achieve, but these last couple of years during the pandemic have not been easy for any of these brands.
Right.
And Bose is a brand that has gotten a lot of attention and recognition during this pandemic because of its handling of the COVID pandemic. And a lot of the referral sources and hospitals and doctors that refer to Bose were calling us up asking, will you take a COVID positive patient? And we learned that a lot of the agencies, a lot of our competition were refusing, you know, to care for COVID patients. And we were not. We were taking COVID patients day one, and our clinicians in full PPE were professional, quite honestly, heroic. Well before there were tests and a vaccination availability to them, they were still seeing these patients, knowing full well the risk that it posed and the uncertainty that was there. These are people that upheld the promises that were made to these individuals that we will care for you. You can trust us. Yeah. We will keep you safe.
An amazing story. That's just an amazing story and a testament overall the way that these brands have built, the commitment that you make to your patients. And really that's, and also when you think about the training, when you think about all the other things, the people that you are hiring, they have to be heroic to do things like that. It just shows. And it starts from the top down. But when you think about what they're out there doing day in, day out and executing, it's just something special, I think. I think it's something definitely special.
Absolutely.
So, Michael, you mentioned earlier, and I'm not going to push you too far on this, but I do want to know what you can say about it publicly at the moment. So you mentioned a device and that you're currently testing or maybe through different areas of approval. I mean, what can you tell us about it right now?
So what information we have public is that, you know, when people often think of Parkinson's disease, they often associate shaking of the hands, right? Yeah. That's one of the physical tremors that people see, and they see this. We do have publicly testimonials live today of actual patients going through our treatment protocols with what we have developed as a medical device. We have gone through many versions of engineering during this pandemic and continue to improve upon the product. But essentially, what happens when people go through our treatment protocols that we developed in-house, as well as with this device, is over time, you see this as Parkinson's, mm-hmm. and I've got these people on camera, yeah. you see this, and it's sustainable.
Wow.
No medication. Now, we need clinical studies, obviously, to understand how we did that. We know what we did, but I am not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. Yeah. I'm not even an engineer. I'm an entrepreneur. I have doctors and neurologists and scientists mm-hmm. and engineers around me working on this. Yeah. So we know what we have done, and we know how it has improved the quality of life of others. We need to understand how we did it, because what Parkinson's disease does, at least from our understanding and mm-hmm. for all the medical professionals out there, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But the brain, the neuroreceptors in the brain develop a plaque, and it mm-hmm. blocks that message from transmitting appropriately. And this is why you get a lot of like muscle movement. What we do is we have created something, we call it NeuroFire. And basically mm-hmm. what we've done is we've created a treatment protocol, both mm-hmm. physical and mental, in which we are retraining the brain to mm-hmm. bypass that block protocol and create a new one. And this has impacted motor balance, gait, strength, speech, even cognitive functionality with Alzheimer's patients. So we have seen a lot of really positive benefits from this with no medication. The only thing they ingest is water because they need to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
But this is done through big muscle movement and cognitive training that takes place in a particular way that helps us unblock and recreate new neural pathways in the brain that, you know, are there. We've barely tapped into, you know, a fraction of a percent of our capacity, at least from the neurologist that I speak to and the medical yeah. experts that have the right education and medical training. But we do have this device. We are very excited to continue to work on this. We are partnering up with a number of individuals. You know, based on what we have seen, 100% of those that have gone through our treatment protocols have some measure of regression of the symptoms for a period of time. Now, everybody is having different results, and this is why proper clinical study needs to be done on this. I don't want to, you know, get anybody's hopes up on anything. This merely is returning a quality of life by alleviating not only those symptoms, but the types of medication you take when you have something like Parkinson's disease, for those that do, it does as much harm as it does good. And when you're able to eliminate that medication regimen and still alleviate your symptoms simultaneously, that matters. And, you know, we've put forward a significant investment to continue this, and we will continue to do so. If you go to fightbackwearefightback.com, we have our website and our social media is still active about that brand and what we do. And, you know, the testimonials from actual patients and family members that have gone through this initial program are live today. You can hear it from them.
What a great story. And I mean, really just continuing on the message and the brand and what you're doing and building, and now tackling another thing that's much needed. So I think there's a theme there of wanting to help people, of course, and really try to improve the lives of many. So I think it's a great story. I just have to ask, Michael, so I know you're a busy guy, multiple brands, device. I mean, a lot of things going on. What's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the companies?
Well, right now, our focus is going to be continuing on what is already built. There is no new company on the horizon right now. Yeah. I've been asked to be involved in a number of ventures. I'm just not going to be interested right now.
Yeah.
My team and I, we have a strong focus on what is in front of us. Mm. Senior care is it. Our franchise model is booming and growing. Mm-hmm. Our medical practice is expanding. Our school is ready to launch, and we will be devoting more resources towards the development of prosthetic device that they put on and take off during treatment. I mean, you wear it for 15 minutes and it shows a result. So that's where our focus is going to be. Our team today is continuing to expand internally in order to meet those needs. Since the start of this new year, I have 9 new full-time hires into our corporate team and 4 more with job offers pending. So we are, let me recount those numbers real quick. Yes. So we are, I'm just looking off camera at the screen here, but we are expanding very rapidly. I have a total of, looking at this screen, I pulled up all this data. I have 37 active prospects seeking further discovery for new franchise systems in 11 states.
Oh man, this is exciting! You guys are on fire.
Yeah, I mean those are the ones that just make it through the discovery process to the point where they're now engaged with a lawyer and talking about protected territories and onboarding and things. I still have 357 additional candidates here looking to get to that point.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So yeah, so, we have a sales team that is going full speed on that.
It's great. So Michael, if somebody's watching this and they want to learn more or to follow the brands, whether it's the franchise opportunity, whether it's the education side, I mean, just in general, like how do people follow up and connect overall?
You know, I would send you to one of the websites, go to ihps.com or go to bihc.com. Those are the two major brands of in-home personal services and Bose Home Care. Either way, you can connect with us, learn about our brands, and we do link the other brands through those websites. So you can certainly follow us or at the very least connect with us through the web and just send us an email, an info@email, and we would certainly get back to you. We average right now our web traffic is tracking 14 leads per week coming in, requesting information on franchises from ihps.com alone. That's right now, that's one of our most impressive lead gen sources we have that is out there. So that's all organic lead traffic where people hear about us or they see something like this or one of the magazines we've appeared in and they want to learn and know more about us. And that's how we were connected with a husband and wife out of Texas that are educators that are currently actively look to close a franchise in Alaska. Mm. Yes, we will have an active franchise in Juneau, Alaska. Not one of the territories I thought I would be selling early this year, but
yeah,
there it is.
I'm in. That sounds amazing. And by the way, we'll put all those links and all that good stuff in the show notes so that our audience can just go ahead and click on the link and head right on over. And if this is your first time with Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and really having them share their passion, why they do what they do, how they do it, providing actionable tips for us all as entrepreneurs and executives out there to get better and really just to make a difference in the world. So if that's the type of content you like and that's what you're into, we definitely invite you to hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Michael, really, it has been a pleasure having you on the show, hearing about where you've been, where you're at, and where you're going. It's just awesome. So again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I enjoyed this. Thank you.